Today we keep the feast day of St. Francis de Sales, and St. Francis de Sales is one of my favorite saints. I was thinking earlier today, who is my favorite? But St. Francis de Sales is certainly in my top five. If I was to say why he's my favorite, then above all, it would be because of this book, The Introduction to the Devout Life. It's a book in which his personality shines through. It's a book I've considered so valuable. I've read this more times than any other book. I think I've read this about a dozen times. And I've bought 20 copies that are available at the bottom here for anyone who hasn't already got a copy. But what I think is so great about him and great about his book is that it shows how holiness and the love of God and being a saint is something practical, something achievable, something for everyone. That for us, living after the Second Vatican Council, that the thought of everyone being a saint might be something we take for granted. That the Vatican II reiterated this teaching, the universal call to holiness, that there's no one who is not called to be a saint. And this is a truth that St. Francis de Sales in his book dedicated himself to. If you read the Office of Readings from him this morning, he makes many points, but one point he makes there is that if everyone's to be a saint, then the form of holiness has to be different for each state of life, that the holiness of a monk is going to look different from the holiness of a soldier, that the wife's form of holiness is going to look different from that of the bishop. And one of the problems down the centuries is that so many models of holiness have made it modeled on the monk, the one who withdraws from the world, not from the one who lives in the midst of the world. And what's so great about his teaching is that he starts in the midst of the world, that his book is written for lay people, and that means it's practical advice for us all. That he was a diocesan priest. Therefore, he models for me that a diocesan can be a saint, not just by withdrawing from the world, but right here in the midst of the world in my secular context. One of my favorite lines from him is that he says, "Some saints are more to be admired than imitated." There are saints who levitated. Well, that's wonderful, but I can't imitate that. There are saints who lived on nothing but the Eucharist. Well, that's great, but I can't imitate that. There are saints who were miraculously kept alive with just 1 hour sleep every night and just eating moldy potatoes like our patron as diocesans. That's all admirable, but it's not something I can imitate. I need a form of life, a form of holiness, rooted very simply in what I am. And so I need the kind of practical advice that St. Francis de Sales gives us. That he outlines the tools to holiness. That basically the entire book is chapter after chapter looking at each of the different tools to become holy. The daily mass. Daily mass has infinite value, but how are you going to engage in the mass? Mental prayer, he talks about what he calls daily meditation, but how are you going to do that in a way that doesn't just endlessly decay into distractions? Well, he maps out for you not just that it's necessary for you, but how to do it. Confession. He talks about the value of frequent confession, and particularly for those serious in the call to holiness, he recommends weekly confession. But how are you going to do that? How are you going to examine yourself? How are you going to make the most of your confession? We need it to be practically laid out for us the way he does. That if I want to know what it means to be a saint, I don't have to figure it out myself. I don't have to reinvent the wheel. He lived in the 17th century. That meant he was pretty much summarizing the entirety of our Christian tradition. And he's continually quoting this saint, that saint, the other, in very simple, practical ways. And he makes points that are relevant to me and to you in our state. So to think of one particular, if you were called to be a hermit, then you might well imagine that you'd live alone, that your habit might well be scruffy, because there'd be no particular need for it to look good, it might be a bit smelly. But for a diocesan, he was very particular, a diocesan priest, for the sake of others, has to be clean, has to be sharp, has to have a tidy haircut. He has to manifest the dignity of the priesthood for others. Now, these are just, you know, kind of just one simple example of many things. It's a practical book, a practical saint. And all of this means he's mapped out that holiness is achievable. That if holiness is for everyone, then holiness is for me. If he gives practical guidance, then it's something I can follow. And while there are some saints who tell us about the various mansions and things that are wonderfully true but can seem, at least to me, not deeply practical, well, for us, it seems it's as diocesans doing parish work, as most of us will, it's really important that we have practical advice to follow. A diocesan has to guide ordinary people. I need a book that tells me ordinary points for how to become holy, that I can live and that I can give to others. So in summary, today's Feast of St. Francis de Sales, one of the great saints of the church, one of my favorites. He shows me, he shows all of us, that I can be a saint, and so can you.